Well, there we go. Isn't that a great track? Beautifully sung, as always. It's The Only Thing Missing Is You. It's the current single from Paul Carrack. It's off of the new album by Paul Carrack and the SWR Big Band called Don't Wait Too Long. Love it. And I'm saying that not just because he's on the line, but because I love it anyway. But he's on the line now. Paul, a very good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, mate. How are you doing?
Very good. Lovely to finally get a chance to chat to you after all these years. I mean, I was a teenager when How Long came out, and goodness me.
So was I.
And that's the truth. You strike me as a musician's musician. You do the big stuff. You seem to love playing on stage and all that, but you it's about the music for you, isn't it? Because you're happy to session musician and just do keyboards with other people and stuff, aren't you? You're very happy just wherever you are in the band.
Just happy to keep a roof over our family's head and earn a living. But I started as a kid playing. I've taught myself, basically, just taught myself by ear, never had any lessons or anything like that. Started off on the drums, was playing in little groups at school, and just left school and went out on the road, mate. And it was, you know, real hand-to-mouth stuff. And I don't know where the time's gone, but, you know, I've been around the block a few times and played with some fantastic people, and as you say, just happy to be involved in music. I love playing, I love singing, so when you're the lead singer, you got to stick your neck out a little bit, but other than that, happy to play a supporting role or whatever needs doing, basically.
You say about yourself, taught on the instruments, obviously on the guitar and the keyboard and drums and everything else. But what about the voice? When did you first realise that you had? I mean, you have been described by the BBC as the man with the golden voice. Mm. It is one of the most recognisable voices, and I've got to say, when others of a similar age to you really should be knocking on the head by now, and I think you know who I'm talking about. Your voice, just it's still there, isn't it? What's the secret behind it?
Yeah, no secret. I mean, I must have been born with decent tubes, you know. I mean, as a kid, I know they used to say, "Oh, he's got a lovely voice," and all that, and which was very embarrassing. But when I started in bands, actually, I didn't really sing lead. You know, we usually had a guy at the front who looked the part, and I didn't really. But I would sing backgrounds and stuff. Actually, it wasn't until Ace, really, that's the first time I ever sang on record. And as for keeping it, I mean, it seems to be doing okay. I mean, a lot of my heroes sang well into their dotage. My heroes, people like Van and Ray Charles and all, lots of people. I mean, I do take care of myself to some degree. I don't smoke. I don't drink hard liquor. I like a glass of wine. But so if I keep myself healthy and don't catch too many of these horrible bugs that are flying around, then it seems to be okay. I'm sure there'll come a point. But whenever it's doing okay, I'm trying to get as much stuff down and recorded as possible.
And you own your own label now. Is that something that just gives you that freedom to do what you want?
Well, yeah, it does. I mean, it's not a big time thing. It's corner shop stuff, really. When I started doing it about 20 years ago, I had good and bad experiences with record companies, proper ones, and a mate of mine who lived around the corner and who's helped me tremendously is my good friend Peter Van Hook. He had some experience with he had a little jazz label sort of thing. And he said, well, why don't you just do it yourself? And which I looked into, and I honestly, even 20 years ago, didn't really have a clue how the nuts and bolts of it all went together. I knew about making a record, but I didn't know about getting it out there.
Yeah.
And of course, even in the last 20 years, it's changed dramatically with the internet and all that stuff. So anyway, it's over the last 20 years, it's kind of built into a fairly substantial thing. It's an entity, and it's how I can release my own stuff when I want to. I don't have to have big meetings and discussions about something and take 2 years making an album. if you want to get in there and record some tracks, then that's what we do.
Sounds absolutely perfect. Well, let's talk about this new album, Don't Wait Too Long, because it really harks back to the 50s. And that, I mean, it goes across many genres in the 50s, but that for you, that's where it all begins. That's where music took its turn, is it?
That's what we're saying on the blurb. I mean, to me, it's all just music.
Right.
you know, I got involved over a decade ago with this band in Germany, actually, more than a band, almost like a jazz orchestra. Mm. And they invited me to be a guest singer. Well, I'd never done anything like that. I'm strictly sort of rock and roll background. But I really enjoyed the experience of working with them. And it was, but that was more or less a lot of the sort of swing style and the Frank Sinatra and all that bit. I wasn't trying to do a Frank, you know, I was just trying to be me singing those songs. But, and anyway, so we've kept that relationship going. I've done odds and sods with them, done gigs with them and all the rest of it. And then we decided, well, let's make an album, but we'll rein it in a little bit. Instead of going the Frank Sinatra jazzy route, we'll do it a bit more sort of soul, blues, that sort of neck of the woods. So we just picked some songs out of a hat and went for it.
I'm sure it was a little bit more carefully crafted than picking some songs, but it is a trick, isn't it? Because some of them are very well known, some of them are a little bit less known. But any song, it seems to me, I mean, people say, oh, I don't like that. No, I don't listen to that band. I'm sorry. Anybody who's listened to any song will at some point like something that Paul Carrack's done, whether it's you've played the keyboards in the background or whether you've blown us away with your vocals. And that's the thing, isn't it? When you take these songs, you Paul Carrack them. And they are still authentic and they are still faithful to the original, but they've got your take on it, which just is unique.
Well, thank you. Thanks. I mean, like I say, that's what I try to bring to it. It's the only way I know how to do it, really, is to try and interpret it myself. I mean, there's a song on here, for instance, one of the ballads, and I like the ballads personally, but there's a song, Trust in Me, which Etta James, as you probably know, I mean, absolutely nailed that song. And people are saying, well, what are you doing that for? And it's like, because I like it, you know, so that's the way it works. Yes, she did nail it, but I do a different version. I mean, it's about enjoying it, really. I mean, I'm not all the career moves and all that. It's over, mate. I mean, I'm just trying to enjoy
chilling back and enjoy. I think you should have a T-shirt that just says "I like it" and "I'm Paul Carrack," and that should just that should be your motto for life. I like it and I'm Paul Carrack. You can do what you like.
Well, we used to have one where it was with Paul Carrack. I know that name. Have I heard of him? I'm not sure. Anyway.
So what's still on the bucket list? Have you got anything, anybody or anything you'd still like to do? I mean, you've worked with so many, you've covered so many.
No, I've done enough of that. I mean, I'm still getting involved quite a bit with Eric Clapton, playing a lot of his tours. And this year, I'm going to be going to Japan with him and America. But I've got my own band, obviously, which is my main thing. And it's impossible to say no to Eric because, you know, he's a phenomenal guy. He's an absolute icon. It's amazing to play with him and these musicians, who are amazing. So, but apart from that, I really would like to do as much as I can now. I've got thoughts on doing another album, but it would be a bit more low key, a bit more sort of cool listening type of album, you know, a sort of I want to say Norah Jones, but I'm not going to do a Norah. Not ready for the transition just yet. But, no, don't go there. What was I going to say? I don't know. No, I'm happy. I've got more than enough on, which is fantastic place to be, you know. Things keep cropping up, opportunities to do different things, and I'm spoilt for choice a lot of the time, to be honest.
Well, Paul, you're so humble, because you're talking about oh, you know, working with Eric Clapton. You know that on the other end of the line, Eric Clapton is secretly going, I've got him, I've got Paul Carrack. You know,
so. I don't know about that. No, he's got the pick of the whatever, which is, you know, an honor to be selected to do that, but I must be doing something right. You're right.
You are. You've been doing it for a long time, forgive me, but you're still doing it so well, and that's what we love about it. This new album, I think, is going to go down extremely well. It's Paul Carrack and the SWR Big Band. Don't wait too long. We won't wait too long. You're off on this UK tour. You're not getting anywhere too near Cambridge, although you've kind of got your name stamped on the floorboards at the Corn Exchange for quite a few times.
Well, played at the Corn Exchange many times and always enjoyed it. But, you know, it's been a bit tricky the last couple of years with all the everything that's been going on and venues and bands itching to go out there and work. So it's been this tour we've got in the UK in September and October is quite short comparison. But I dare say that, you know, when things get anywhere near normal, we'll be back at the Corn Exchange at some point.
Well, tickets will go on sale at 9 o'clock and be sold out by 9:10 when you do, Paul. So that's all I can say. Listen, good luck with the album. Good luck with everything else. Thank you for all the tunes you've given us over and all the music you've given us over the years. And we'll see you in Cambridge one day soon. Paul Carrack, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Pleasure.